Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Reading from verse 26. In the sixth month, if you're wondering, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy that we talked about last week, in the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." That sounds good, doesn't it? Amen. "Greetings, the Lord is with you." Oh, I'd love to hear that from an angel. Yes, praise the Lord. It says, Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name of Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be barren is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God."
Amen.
Let's say that together again, would you? "For nothing is impossible with God." And her response is, "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered, "may it be to me as you have said," and the angel left her. Lord, we come before you this morning knowing that you are mighty and awesome. Lord, knowing that you have a great and glorious plan for the reconciliation and restoration of this planet, Lord, that though we are mired in sin, Lord, we are not too far gone for you. Lord, that you have a place in your plan for us, Lord, and that you would call us out of darkness into light to step into your plan, Lord. That you would do mighty things through us, that you would do mighty things through this church, Lord, through each person in this church, and have an impact in this community by your Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you do mighty things, more mighty than Chargers tickets, more mighty than Chargers tickets sermons and wisdom. Lord, we thank you that you are worthy of all praise. Lord, that you are seated at the right hand. Lord, that your feet are up, waiting for your enemies to be made a footstool, Lord. We give you praise for that in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen,
amen, amen, amen. We're going to start talking about Christmas blessings. We're going to start talking about the blessings of the Lord. Jack, if you'd come on up here, turn this up if you would, gentlemen. We have a duo at the sound booth today. Yes, don't you? The big boys, there we go. All right, Jackie. There we go. All right. Now, all right, manage this a little bit, guys. Work it. All right, here we go. All right, I called you, I want to say last Thursday. Was it Thursday?
Yes.
Talk in the mic. You got to talk
in
the mic.
Remember.
You don't remember. It was an exciting day because we were notified of something special. I called you and I asked you if you wanted something. And what did I ask you if you wanted?
I couldn't believe it at first, so I had to go to it because I have a lot.
She said, "Pastor Bob, I think your phone is broken. let me get my other phone, okay?" Because we were talking about a 1998.
I thought what I was like hearing wasn't what you were saying.
Talk in the mic. We have to put it on the tape, see?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I had to go into a different room where there was no kids or no noise to make sure that what he was saying was what I had heard.
And I said, "Hey, I have somebody who wants to donate a 1998 Plymouth Voyager."
1999.
Plymouth Voyager. Is this something you would want? Now, how long have you been without a car?
Almost a year now.
Almost a year. And it's been like a pleasant year, no challenges, no anything like that?
It wasn't as bad. I mean, obviously on the bus, it was really bad.
Now, you're staying with your mom. right? And you've got how many kids? 15, you said 10?
No. I don't live with my mom, but I take care of my mom, and I have 5 kids.
You have 5 kids. And your mom has a one-bedroom place.
No, I have a one-bedroom.
You have one, your mom, but you would stay with your mom because you don't have a vehicle because you take care of your mom, and if she's sick, you have no way to get there.
No way to get there.
So it's a challenge just taking care of your mom without a vehicle. So when I talked about having a vehicle, I showed up. I showed up with a vehicle and went over to her place, and you told me that your kids have been doing something for the last 3 days.
Yes.
And what had they been doing?
It was weird, but baby Jeffrey started praying about, God, please help us get a vehicle, help my mom get a vehicle, and bring my sister back into our life.
And Jeffrey's like 4?
He's 5.
He's 5 now. Yes. So Jeffrey is leading family prayer meetings with your other kids are joining in for the 3 nights previous to when I call you.
Yes.
All right. And then you had a job interview. You had some court stuff going on. So it was a very appropriate day for God to come through.
Yes.
With a miraculous gift. Amen?
What you don't know is that not only did we receive a vehicle, my kids were, I was shocked. I'm still shocked. But my daughter has been coming into our home every day after we got the vehicle the next day.
Amen. Amen. God answers prayer. Amen.
Yes.
Now, so you got the blessing of the van, right? And everything has been just smooth since then.
No.
No. So you've had some challenges as a result of receiving the van.
Yes, a lot of challenges.
Okay, and those challenges wouldn't have been there without the van.
Correct.
So you had to get it registered.
I did.
And you got it registered, got down there without a vehicle and all that kind of stuff. That's a challenge, right? And then everything was fine after you got it registered?
No.
No. What else is going on?
They tell me at the DMV, I think they made a mistake that my license is restricted. I've never had a DUI. I don't, none of that. So now they're telling me that I have to go to court. I can't get my license, and they're charging me over $300 to get a restricted license.
But now, through some previous tickets. Now, you had a car taken away.
Yes.
Because of tickets. And you had it taken away because you were driving without a license.
To come to church, yes.
To come to church. You see, pray for a covering. The God will just get you there. Sometimes she says, honor the laws of the land. Now, so you had lost one car for no license. How many tickets you got for driving without a license?
Or the whole amount that I owe them is about $6,400.
$6,400 of tickets, mostly because of driving on a suspended license, which came from probably a speeding ticket or parking ticket or something like that.
No, way I didn't have insurance on my previous vehicle.
No insurance. So you guys know the route, right? You know, no insurance, then it doubles, and then this happens. And then they catch you driving because you got to take your 5 kids, go to school, go to work, and do all that stuff, feed your kids and all that kind of stuff. They give you another ticket, another ticket, another ticket, and they start taking away your car. It's a big mountain, right? And so the Lord brings a blessing to, yay, we got a van. And the Lord takes and puts into process dealing with a whole bunch of other clutter that you got going on so you can really move into the plan of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. A little applause for the goodness of God. Amen. You guys can mute that. Thank you, Miss Jackie. All right. You can imagine. Well, I mean, maybe you cannot imagine why I brought that up. As we talk about the gift of love, and we talked last week about Zechariah receiving the gift of love. That Zechariah was in the temple. I mean, he's a priest. He's doing his job. He's old guy. He's been doing it for years and years and years. And he emerges from the temple different from when he went in. He has now stepped into the plan of God, but he can no longer speak. And realistically, his life is dramatically changed from the time he goes into the temple and hears also from the angel Gabriel about the plan of God and his part in it. And when he emerges and he can't speak for 9 months. Amen? See, God will offer you a plan, a part in his plan. It is like he opens the door of your life. And he points you and gives you the opportunity to respond to him and enter into his plan. And that is what we read about today in Scripture about Mary. Mary is a mild-mannered young lady, I will say. Betrothed to be married at generally the age of 12 or 13. Now, I probably should have asked. I know we have some girls in here of the age of 12. How old is Tina? 9. Who's 12? Who has a kid that's 12? Danielle, you're 12? Come up here. A little round of applause for our 12-year-old. We do a Christmas play. We know who will be playing Mary right here. But so, 12 years old, the angel Gabriel appears to a young girl, 12, 13 years old, just like Danielle. All right, you can be seated. A monumental change is getting ready to come to Mary's life. God is opening the door, and God opens the door in our lives to monumental change. Amen? How many of you have had the Lord make an offer of change? And it's like it can be a little challenging at times. Amen? Yeah. Now, Terry's the only one to put their hand up. Unless I can. Oh, yeah, I see two hands back there. Sandra's going, yes! God will change your life. The question is when God opens a door to his plan for your life, are you going to step into it? Are you going to move into it? Because what we see in Mary, as the door opens to the plan of God, that she makes a change. Title of today's message is A Place in the Plan. And as you step in here today, as you come in here today, God makes an offer to you to participate in his plan. And you could walk out of this place dramatically different than the way you walked in. Amen? Amen. We know Aaron's going to be hustling out to make it to the Chargers game. All right, here we go. God sends a messenger, Luke 26. In the sixth month, God sent an angel, Gabriel, to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, descendant of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Mary gets a visitor. Mary gets a visitor. And notice that it was not something that was haphazard that was going on. God sent Gabriel. I got to think that the archangel Gabriel, when God says, go to Mary, he didn't have a whole lot of options available. Amen? That it wasn't an accident that Gabriel showed up on Mary's doorstep that day. That God had a plan that we read about being activated with Zechariah last week. And as it progresses, and this is indeed 6 months later, and Nazareth is about 50 miles north of Jerusalem, and the place where Mary is living, I'm sure, is very different than the temple, which would be ornate and all fancy, schmancy, set up. And Zechariah, an old man, we have a young lady, probably the difference in age, not too dissimilar from Danielle sitting up here next to me. But the offer that Gabriel makes to Zechariah is not so different from the offer that God makes or that Gabriel makes for God for Mary. I talk to my wife sometimes and she says, you know, I think we're in the times of the Lord. And we can take a look at the activity of Gabriel in the life of Zechariah. We can take a look at the activity of Gabriel in the life of Mary, and we can see that these were the times of God. Amen? Amen. But these all times are the times of God. We see referenced in Jeremiah to these times where the prophet says, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up to David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. And the prophet Jeremiah was talking of the coming Messiah, a king of the line of David. And we see reference to the scripture that we read today that Gabriel is speaking of that very same king who would come of the line of David and who would be a great king, and his throne and his reign would never end. Amen? Amen. And what we see is that even though Jeremiah spoke 600 years previously, that although God was watching and waiting and looking for Zechariah and looking for Mary, that every day in that 600 years, was a day of the Lord. Amen? That God is active. In fact, the Bible tells us in Revelation 13 that Jesus was slain from the foundation of the earth. And that as we read about Jesus' birth in Luke chapter 1, that indeed all history are the days of our Lord. Amen? And that as we talk about the plan of God, that it continues right up to today. And as you come in here, that the Bible tells us that you are not here on your own volition, that you are only here because God draws you into this place. And that if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, it is only because God has begun a work in you already. Amen? And so we see that indeed the plan of God is echoed in these verses, but the plan of God comes right through here today. And the doors are opening, and there is an opportunity for you this morning to step into that plan. Many of you are already on that plan. Hear of God doing some pretty miraculous stuff in Jackie's life. Hear of God doing some pretty miraculous stuff in Aaron's life. And I could go over and over and talk of the things that God is doing in so many lives around here. Amen?
Amen?
Plan of God runs right through this place. The question is when he makes an offer to you, will you move into it? What do you do with the offer of God? Mary meets the angel. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you." And Mary was greatly troubled, not a little bit troubled, but greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. When Zechariah met Gabriel in the temple, he was very afraid. And this appears to be, you know, in fact, I was talking with Larry about this last night in his hospital room. But this appears, this response of fear appears to be a normal response when you run into the supernatural. The disciples, after Jesus was crucified and before he had, or and as he appeared to them in the locked room, they were terrified. They thought he was a ghost. We see John, who in the book of Revelation sees the post-resurrection Jesus revealed in his majesty, falls in front of the Lord as though dead. And there is an appropriate response if we see an angel, there is an appropriate response, but it does not appear to be fear. Because each time there is that response, the statement that follows it is, don't be afraid. Don't fear. Right here. Don't be afraid, Mary. The Lord is with you. See, the angel Gabriel is putting into place the plan of God, putting it right before Mary, and the response should not be fear. Now, perhaps the Lord will speak to you today. How many of you have heard the Lord speak in your life? And sometimes when you hear that, it can be a little bit scary. Wrong response. Don't be afraid. I don't want to talk to you and have you groveling on the floor. Now, you might worship. You might be praise the Lord. But fear is not what he's looking for. Fear is not what he's after. God makes an offer to you. He does not want you to be afraid of him, and he does not want you to be afraid of the offer. Because some of you, he will speak to your hearts today, and he doesn't want you groveling in fear. He wants to know what you're going to do as he opens that door into your life, whether or not you're going to move into it. That's the question. He makes an offer to you today. What are you going to do with that offer? There's nothing in the angels and Gabriel's approach that is inherently troubling. Greetings. How are you, Mary? The Lord is with you. I'm so afraid. Don't be afraid, Mary. Let me tell you what you should be afraid about. We have a life-changing conversation that is coming your way. You might be a little afraid of the implications of that, but don't be afraid of me, Mary. There is bigger stuff that... See, when God comes your way, He comes your way with big stuff. Amen? He comes your way with life-changing stuff. And that is the question. See, what did you come in here today looking for? Did you come in here expecting or desiring to meet with the Lord? Did you come in here expecting or desiring to hear from God and have your entire life direction changed? Because if you did, the plan of God runs right through here. Question is, what do you do when He opens that door? You ready to move into it? Or are you fine the way you are? Because so many of us, I mean, Jesus walked around and made invitations, come and follow me. And some said yes. And some said, I got too much stuff going on to follow you, Lord. Some said, I got a different way. Some said, I got all kinds of stuff. Gabriel came to Mary, was sent to Mary, and I want to let you know that it was not because of anything that Mary had done. It wasn't as if God was up there going, oh, look at Mary. Wow, she's at the top of the list. And you come in here today, and you might not feel like you're on the top of the list. You might not feel good at all. God sent Gabriel to Mary as an act of grace, as an act of mercy. God speaks to you this morning. It is not because of anything that you've done. You're not too bad for God, and you are not too good for God. It is not based upon anything that you have or have done that God would speak to your heart this morning. It is solely because the path of God runs right through here, and He's going to give you an opportunity to step into it.
Amen.
Amen? Amen. There was a lady who came on Wednesday night, and she had been speaking to my wife over, the past, actually her daughter mentioned to us last month that God was really moving in her mom's life, and that her mom was just feeling kind of moved to be used by the Lord. Anybody felt that before? Just, you know, oh man, God has got something, He's moving me into it, and she is feeling that, and she doesn't have an outlet for it. And her daughter knew Leanne, and we had met her before. I said, you got to go down to Leanne's dad's church, mom's church. Just see what's going on. And she came down, and I'll tell you what, folks, she was blown away. She felt the presence of the Lord. She felt opportunities of the Lord. And I don't know whether or not she will end up here, but she definitely saw the next couple of steps on the path of God and what that looks like and where she might be able to fit in. And God is making an opportunity for her. God is opening the door. God is bringing that path right beside her, and she is ready to move into it. And the question is, what are you going to do with that? As a path of God comes through your life, and God opens that door, how do you respond? Amen?
Amen.
Are we tracking?
Amen.
All right. Details of the plan. God moves in your life and offers you an opportunity. He's got details. Gabriel shares the details with Mary. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God." Those are good words, right? He said, your life is going to be transformed because you're favored with the Lord. Are you wanting to have favor with the Lord today? Are you wanting to have favor with the Lord today? Are you ready for the Lord to transform your entire life today?
Yes.
I hope so. Let's see what He does with Mary. He says, you will be with child. How many of you have been with child? Karina? I know you've been with child. You carry him around here. Come on, lady. Now, man, this is not something you can do. I just want to let you know. All right, lady, come on. Now, you've been with child. Hands up high. Now, ladies, is that a life-changing event?
Yes.
Oh, yes, they say. Okay, we're going to talk about it. You'll be with child and give birth to a son and give him the name of Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end. Amen. How many of you say, does that sound good, right? Moving in the favor of God? Yes, hallelujah. But I tell you what, her life is never going to be the same again. Transformed. There is a task at hand. You're going to have a son. He is going to be a king. He is going to be the deliverer. Now, this is not an order. It is an invitation. It is as if the Lord is cracking open the opportunity to join him in his plan that is going on around you, and you have the opportunity to say yes, or you have the opportunity to say no. And the real question is what is your answer? Are you ready to move into the plan of God that runs right through this place today? Or are you too busy? Are you going to the Chargers game? Or perhaps that plan of God includes the Chargers game. But whatever it is, he's going to give you the details on it. Amen? 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 That's the scary part. I'm going to have a king as my son? I wonder what preschool I sent him to. No, he's got to go to a special college? There's all kinds of challenges when you're raising up a king. Everyone's looking for, back then, you know, the timing was right. You got the prophecies of Jeremiah and Isaiah and all these things. The timing was right for the Messiah. And a lot of people wanted deliverance. But less people wanted to be part of the deliverance. See, a lot of people want to receive a miracle, but not so many people want to be a miracle. Amen? Because when you're going to be a miracle, there's a whole lot of more effort that is involved. It's like Jackie going, yeah, send me the van, yeah. And since you got the van, everything has been dominated by the van since, right? It's like, oh, man, I got this van. It's like a... Now, when she gets the van, she gets all that stuff lined out. You know what? There's roadblocks that have been in place for a while that have been stopping her. And so, Lord, bring something her way that's going to cause those roadblocks to get out the way. And so often, when God brings a miracle or a blessing your way, it's going to require a response on your part to get some of them roadblocks out the way, right? Are you tracking with me? See, the Lord opens a door, and you got to determine whether or not you're ready to move into the path of God. Let's take a look at what Mary says. It says, how will this be? Zechariah last week, how can I be sure of this? It's okay to want details. Amen? How are you going to work this out, God? Jackie's thinking, how am I going to work this? Jackie, probably start praying. Get Jeffrey praying on that thing, man. How will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I'm a virgin? And the angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Now that is a mind-blowing statement. Ladies, how would you like the doctor or nurse, whoever came in and confirmed that you were pregnant, to say, yes, and he's going to be the Son of God? Whoa. I mean, you'd get bummed because he already was named, right? It's like, wait, I wanted to name him. Right? Oh, no, Jesus, really? It was Joshua. You know, Jesus is the Greek virgin. So the Holy One to be born to you, called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her own old age. And she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God. How's this all going to work? I can't really catch up to all this, Gabriel. I mean, the natural thing would have been Joseph. Hey, Joseph. He's lived the line of David, man. It's all lined out, but Mary already knows, hey, this isn't the Joseph thing. This is bigger than Joseph. See, she's not quite getting it yet. She's thinking in the natural realm. And we come in here this morning, and most of us are thinking in the natural realm. Jackie's getting a good grip of the power of prayer, even of a five-year-old. Amen? Many of us come in bound by the feel or the feel or the expectations of the natural. Can't really fault her on that. She begins to say yes, and as she says yes to the Lord, realistically, she's only getting about this much of the plan of God. And many of you, as I said, are on the path of God or in the plan of God and are moving along and making this happen, and realistically, the Lord is only showing you a little bit. Because Mary is saying yes, and she's got some problems that are coming her way. Like a meeting with Joseph. Hey, Joseph, I'm pregnant. It's of God. That conversation doesn't go well. In fact, we're going to talk about that next week, because Joseph is just going to put her away quietly and divorce her. They go to, perhaps you've heard the phrase, no room at the inn. Anybody heard that part? You know, you ask yourself, why is there no room at the inn? They were going to the city of David, which is Joseph's city. It was filled with all of his relatives. Before there was no room at the inn, there was no room in any of the houses. Because she had said yes to the plan of God that runs right through this place today. And with it, there was shame that was associated with her choice. How will all this be? Mary's not getting it. And in the midst of your challenge, in the midst of your struggle with the plan of God and your position in the plan of God, God will give you something to grab onto. And Mary goes to see Elizabeth. Mary has something tangible to grab onto. And around here, God will give you something tangible to grab onto as you move into the plan of God. Somebody who is a little bit further beyond. Amen? Somebody who maybe was a little bit behind who's going to grab onto you. Because God, you will not be the only one in the path of God. There are many that are around here. And I'm a little bit bummed at this moment. Because George is not, George, you're not up here, right? I don't see you. Yesterday they were doing an event upstairs that World Impact was part of. And World Impact runs the Toomey classes. And I got a Toomey, I got an email on the Toomey classes, and he said, the winter classes, this is Rich Esselstrom, who's the director of the whole Toomey, the Urban Ministry Institute, said they're going to have 50 students in the winter. And I went, wow, 50 students. I mean, there's going to be four locations. We have a class in English and a class in Spanish. Spanish class starts on Wednesday mornings on the January 15th, and the English class starts on January 16th, and it talks about Christian leadership. And it's going to be a great class. You want to be part of that, cost $75. We're trying to get the books used if we can and try and knock that down a little bit. But we have several people that are involved with that. And so he's got 50 students. And so I see Rich downstairs yesterday at this event, and I say, Rich, wow, 50 students. I'm impressed. And he said, yeah, you guys are doing great. This guy, George, is phenomenal. I'm like, yeah, we know that, but how do you know that? And of all the 50 students, he mentioned George, that George has stepped onto the path. And George has got a background similar to mine, not real pretty. And God came and made an offer to George and cracked open a door, and George began to move into the plan of God. And God, it wasn't anything that George had done, but it was because of grace and mercy and favor of God that God said to George, and said, George, I got something going on. You can be part of it. George is involved in the Tumi classes. George is involved in the Celebrate Recovery. George is involved in the kitchen. And there's going to be all kinds of changes that are involved because of Celebrate Recovery, all kinds of avenues that are all kinds of opportunities behind. Like George running the kitchen, he can't do that if he's doing Celebrate Recovery. And so as he moves ahead, there's slots behind that you can grab on. And maybe the Lord's going to talk to you today about running the kitchen. Or even joining Tumi and putting your brain to work. Tommy's part of Tumi. Does it make your brain work, Tommy? Yeah. Prepares you, right? Tommy, up there on the worship team. Tommy, running a great part, bringing organization to the food ministry distributions that we do on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. See, you get on the path of God, you won't be alone, amen? And he says, go see Elizabeth, your relative who's in her 6th month, and God will give you something tangible to grab onto. Amen?
Amen?
All right, praise the Lord. Let's move on. Moving into the plan. And this is what is incredible about Daniel. Come on up here again, please. Hurry, hurry, hurry. I want you to get a picture of a 12-year-old girl. I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said. Thank you. I mean, that's a big heart that says yes to the Lord. I don't understand the whole plan, Lord. But Lord, I think I'm getting a grip on you. And I can trust you. You come in here this morning. Plan of God running right through this church. The Lord speaks to your heart. You might say, Lord, I don't get the plan. But Lord, I get you. And I trust you. And I'm going to step into that plan. And I'm getting ready to move into it. Mary says, let's do it. Let's get it done. Let's make it so. Mary says, I'm ready to do this. Mary is ready to move. She makes a choice to be part of the plan of God. God makes her an offer, and she steps right in, cracks open that door, and she opens it the rest of the way. God makes you an offer this morning. You can ask him, how does it work? You can ask him, how does this impact me? You can ask him all kinds of things, but at the end, it's going to be a yes or a no response on your part. I want to be part or I don't. Jesus offered many, come and follow me. And some said, got too much action going on. I'm wondering how much you got going on today. How much is keeping you away from the plan of God? How much fear do you have to just really surrender your life to the plan of God in your life? It's going to be a hard trip. Jesus said, all men will hate you because of me. Wait a minute, I didn't sign up for that. Lord, I'll go down your path if you're going to give me a new van. It was a 99 van, by the way. Could have been a 2009. You know what? God's got 2009 vans, amen? Send a 99 her way. All men will hate. Wait a minute. I don't know if Van's worth all, but he's hating me. I don't know if the plan of God. I don't know if signing up for Tumi. I don't know if running the kitchen. I don't know if organizing and managing the food distribution. Tommy, you get a little hate coming your way, amen? Some people don't want to be organized. All men will hate you because of me. See, the plan of God runs right through this place. And so does the hatred of men. And it goes hand in hand, Jesus says. He says, he who stands firm to the end will be saved. That's the good part, amen?
Yes.
God offers you an opportunity in his plan. It is a challenge. Mary says yes. And then Mary gets busy. Says, at that time, Mary got ready. At that time, how long? I don't know, right away. I'm going to go check out Elizabeth. Why? Because the angel talked about Elizabeth. God mentions it. It might be important to check it out. Amen? It says, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, that is by Jerusalem, 50 miles away. Would have taken her a week to get there. 12-year-old girl had to find a ride, so to speak, had to find somebody that was going there. Maybe her family went. They didn't hear from the angel. How hard would that be? Dad, I heard from the angel. I'm going to be getting pregnant real quick, and I need to go down and see a cousin Elizabeth. Say what? No, you're not leaving. You're not going anywhere. Can I get a witness on that from all the dads in the room? Yes. Where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt. This is John the Baptist we talked about last week. The baby leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. That means that she prophesied. She was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear." She didn't know she's getting pregnant. This is of the Holy Spirit. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child that you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? And as soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. And Mary steps into the plan of God. And as she does, can you imagine the week-long trip, walking, sweating, you know, eating on the road, all that kind of stuff. You know, she might have been riding a donkey, whatever. She'd probably just be walking. I wonder if it's true. I'm believing it's true. I'm thinking it's true. And she gets there, and as soon as she walks in the house, it's true. So the Lord opens the door to your life, to the plan of God that runs right here through here today. He will confirm it and let you know that it is real. Amen?
Amen.
God can speak to you today. Holy Spirit can make the plan of God clear to your mind. And it's require a response from you. You know, Aaron's got tickets to that Chargers game. He's not just going to magically appear over there at the Coliseum. It's not the Coliseum. What is it? Qualcomm Stadium. Yeah. The Raiders play at the Coliseum. But I know, the Chargers play at a stadium. I don't know how that works into your sermon, Aaron, but that's kind of funny, though. And getting over to the Chargers game takes some work. Get somebody to drop him off, and that they had closed. You take it 30 minutes to get in, 30 minutes to get out, not even going into the stadium. Maybe go to the bus line or the trolley or whatever. It's hard work. Amen? Guess what? Following the path of God is harder than that. It's not because there's so many people in the way. There's not a lot of people in the way, but it's just uphill. And it was hard work for Mary to verify the word of the Lord. She shows up, and the Lord has already gone before her. The Lord is waiting for her. I don't know what verse it is. I didn't write it down. But the last verse of chapter 1 says that Mary stayed with Elizabeth for 3 months. When she left, she was pregnant. When she left, her life was radically transformed. You come in here today, you step onto that path that runs right through here, your life can be radically transformed. Your life can be impregnated with the plan of God down in your soul, down in your heart. You can be transformed. Mary's life was pointed to the cross. Lisa, you can come up. She She would have to run away from Herod because Herod was going to kill all the two-year-old boys and younger in Jerusalem and the surrounding vicinity. Now that is a challenge. How many of you girls gave birth to sons? Can you imagine if I don't even know if we have a mayor, but can you imagine if the mayor said, "We're killing all the boys 2 years old and younger in San Diego County"? Can you imagine? And because Mary said yes to the plan of God, that action of the devil was pointed right at her, and they had to leave Jerusalem and Nazareth and Bethlehem. She had to leave Palestine and go to Egypt. Her son grew up, and she watched him crucify. My wife watches the Passion of the Christ, and she just weeps at that part when Mary goes to Jesus as he's carrying the cross, her son on a cross. Path of God runs right through this place, and he opens that door to you today. And the question is whether or not you're going to move into it. And some of you were on it, like I talked about George earlier, and moving down the pathway of God and stepping into that and leaving gaps behind. And there's opportunities for you to jump into those gaps. Some of you are standing right next to that path, and you're like, "Oh, I'm so scared." And I want to let you know that fear is not the response. There can be doubt, there can be questions, but not fear. Say, "Lord, explain it to me if you would," and he'll explain it to you. But all the paths lead through the cross. The question is this morning, as he makes an offer to you, are you going to move into it? Are you going to take him up? Do you have time, or are you too busy? I know you got barriers between him and you, or you already be there. Jackie's working through some of the barriers on the van. The barriers in your life that keep you from the Lord are much more complicated, and hers are complicated. But he'll put somebody who's been through it before right next to you, and you can grab on, and he'll guide you into a miracle by his Holy Spirit in you. Amen? Lord, we come before you this morning, Lord, and as the path of God runs right through this place this morning, and your plan, Lord, the opportunities, Lord, to grab onto you and to have our lives just inexplicably transformed by your Spirit, Lord, to be equipped and enabled, Lord. I thank you that 20-some-odd years ago, Lord, that path was running through Sacramento, Lord, and you spoke to my heart, and you cracked open that door, and you said, "Would you join me in a lifelong journey?" And I grabbed your hand, Lord, and that path leads right through here this morning. As the nail-pierced hand of Jesus reaches out to you this morning, and the Holy Spirit speaks to your heart, fear is not the appropriate response. There can be questions. There should be faith. May it be in me, as you have said, as you have said, as you have said, as you have said, as you have said.